I'm delighted to be joined here at the Portland Arms in the roof garden, no less, by Dom, Ryan, Emily and Carl from Superfood. Hello.
Hello, mate.
Okay.
Thanks for taking the time to have a chat with Phoenix FM. I want to start by asking you to describe your sound in the unlikely event that our listeners won't know what you sound like.
I think it's kind of melodic, kind of messed up indie kind of sounds with a broken lo-fi kind of beats, I think.
Broken melodic is the main bit there.
Yeah, I guess so.
I mean, this being 2014, being the 20th anniversary of Britpop, and there's a lot of people talking about you, comparing your sounds with a lot of the Britpop bands that are about. Do you, would you agree with that, and do you think it's a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, I guess, like, the way we write music is pretty similar to those kind of bands, but it's not intentional, I guess. It's not like we sat down in a room and thought we need to sound like these kind of bands or whatever people think we sound like, but I guess it's because we have like a pretty simple like rhythm section, like the songs just do the simple changes and whatever, and yeah, we have a
I think it's because also we don't use, you know, like big reverb pedals and try and have like a washed out kind of wavy sounds that people kind of mistake that are like directness,
but yeah, it's quite clean, isn't it?
Which you know, we want people to hear the parts that we spend hours on writing, so I think that's pretty fair. But yeah, I can see the comparison, I guess.
Yeah, but all the nostalgia came about at the right time because it sort of fits your music and suddenly people are listening to you off the back of it, so it can't be a bad thing. Yeah.
Can't be. All good.
Excellent. Okay, so you're touring at the moment with Wolf Alice. You've done quite a few dates in at the moment, and you're showcasing your most recent EP, MAM, is that right?
That's been out
for a while now. I call it most recent, but it's been out maybe 3 months.
That's it, yeah. It's January it came out, didn't it?
March.
Came out in March. Feels like forever.
It's hard to tell because the music is now released a long time before it actually gets released. So we start playing it maybe in November or December or January, and then suddenly we find out after 3 months that it's been released. Yeah. And 3 months later, you're touring the release.
That's it, yeah. It's a mixed up world, isn't it?
It looked like you had a lot of fun making the video for TV. Would that be right?
It was. Yeah. Bags of fun.
Really fun.
Yeah. Where did you film it?
It was just this random, like, people's, like, flat in Dalston. They just kept popping back to come and get their, like, shopping and, like, books and stuff. And it was really weird. They'd, like, walk into the house and we'd just, like, dismantle it and there were cameras everywhere.
Just in their bed.
Yeah, dogs lying in their bed.
We put different sheets on there because I've got pretty smelly feet.
I like the teletext thing going through it as well. It's a nice little touch as well. Nice bit of nostalgia.
That's it.
How's the tour been going? Are you playing, obviously you're playing your own stuff, are you playing Fight For Your Right as well? Because we've been playing that a few times.
We've never actually played that live. We just did it in the studio and that was it. Closed the door and it.
I'm going to say it, we're all here together, but I'm going to say it's a great cover version.
Oh, thanks, mate.
Cheers, mate.
I can see that could be a bit divisive with some purists, but yeah. No, what the hell? You've got your own slant on it.
We'd like to play it, but I guess because we haven't got, we use a keyboard on that recording, so I guess if we had like keys here, we'd play it. But
we've got the keyboard in the van. Let's get it out.
Oh yeah.
Let's do it tonight.
Have I just
Have I just influenced your set list in some way?
Yeah, we're gonna play that five times.
It's never happened before, but I did think it was overdue, so that's great. Thanks very much. Yeah. We'll be at the front listening. Your touring partners most of the tour, Wolf Alice, are you getting on well with them, or is there a bit fractures or a bit argumentative? How's it going?
It's a bit argumentative. They're kind of divas. they just like steal all our beers. They allow us 2 beers a show between us. So that's half each.
Oh, we'll let you know later what they said about you.
Oh, no.
I don't want to know.
Don't tell me.
How is the... I'll just say for the benefit of our radio listeners, I think that may be just a little bit tongue-in-cheek. There was the odd wink there.
Of course. Very lovely. Yeah. Them and Genga, it's been really fun. We got a few things. We got a skateboard. We got a pitch and putt thing. We're just trying
it does sound like fun.
Yeah, we're trying to make it more like a holiday, really.
Yeah.
We're going to get like some... What else can we get?
Frisbees.
Yeah.
Oh no, I've got a yo-yo.
We should buy yo-yos for everyone on the tour. Everyone's good.
Nice touch. How are you all getting on together? Because it's quite a long tour. The band hasn't been together that many years. So is this the longest tour you've done?
Well, we've done one long one like this, the headline one.
Yeah. And the piece one was pretty long as well. But yeah, it's good. I think we're all used to each other's, you know. personalities now.
You haven't got to the point where you're travelling between gigs and you're not talking to each other and just looking out the windows.
Well, there has been more and more as kind of people downloading TV shows on their computers and stuff, and yeah, keeping themselves to themselves.
Yeah.
But our tour manager whistles 24/7, so that kind of glues us all together.
I like to stick my fingers up behind people's backs, don't they? That's just how I keep myself sane.
Yeah.
Okay, you've got a few festivals lined up this year as well. You're at Glastonbury, is that right?
That's right.
Is that first time?
First time. Looking forward
to that?
It's not the first time going, but first time playing. Don't have to jump over the fence this year.
Oh,
so.
Brilliant. Yeah.
First time going, mine and Ryan's.
You've been before, Dart. Yeah, me and Em have been before, so it's going to be...
The weather's always good. It's like this every day. Every year.
Last year it was amazing. It was like this every day. I got sunburned last year. I fell asleep in the sun and it was
dangerous,
great.
Dangerous, mate.
Dangerous.
Living life on the edge.
It could happen 2 years running, yeah. And you got truck and secret garden party for you. So that's looking right. Forward to the summer. It's going to be exciting times, yeah.
Yeah, every weekend there seems to be something popping up.
So. I feel like last year every festival we went to, we really made the most out of each one. Like we stayed and we went to see as many bands as we could, so I think this year is going to be exactly the same. We're going to really get the most out of each festival.
It's really annoying though, because we've got our headline tour, hopefully when the album comes out at the end of the summer, right after all the festival seasons. Like we did our last headline tour was last September as well, so we went to all these festivals that summer and just kind of really went for it, and then by the time it came around to our headline tour, we were just all kind of on a bit of a downer for that, so we need to be just get the Baroccas in, I think.
So that's good news about the album being completed, because that was my next question. It's all recorded, being mixed at the moment. Released in a couple of months, maybe, yeah?
Yeah, end of the summer, September, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what's the album called?
We haven't got a name for it yet.
Oh, another last-minute decision, is it?
Last-minute decision was getting the artwork together now. There's a few themes that run through the album. That's sleep, so maybe something to do with that.
Yeah.
We'll get our listeners to suggest some names if you like.
Yeah. Sleeping Tigers.
Sleepy Amigos.
Yeah. It's quite bad, isn't it? That's one of the themes that come to mind, like sleep.
Sleep, sleep, waking up and dreaming.
After that, you've got your headline tour with the album, and you've got more writing and recording planned after that. Is it going to be back on the rock band cycle?
It's just we've just invested in a load of studio equipment for our lockup, because we love doing demos ourselves and stuff, and there's a lot of things off the demos, like guitars and vocals and stuff, that have made it onto the album. So we thought, it might be good to try and bump up the quality of the recordings that we do in the first place, so maybe we can just send those to be mixed if we're lucky.
But there's more straight after the new album, I suppose. You're thinking about the second album and the upgrades and everything.
But after this tour, we've got Glastonbury at the end of the month, so I'm hoping we'll have the equipment by then, and we can just start getting in and doing some new songs in June, to be honest.
Okay, cool. But for now, of course, you're going to be on stage in a couple of hours, not long now. So I say, Dom, Ryan, Emily, Carl, thank you very much for the chat. It's been a pleasure, and look forward to seeing you on stage very soon.
Nice one.
Thanks.